Today's Amud is Ma'id Katan Vavam Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of Vavam Beis. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Aimer, says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and we've really quoted this on Beis Amud Aleph, that Ma'ishchen Esamayim Mi'ilon Le'ilon, that on Cholamayid, if a person, let's say there's a source of water that's next to one of the trees in this field, so he could, and the other trees in this field are not getting water, and a tree is a hefset. A tree is a davar aved. A tree is considered like a beis hashlachen. So he wants to get the water from one tree to the next tree. He's allowed to be meishchen esamayim. He could dig a little furrow from one tree to the next tree. And in this way, the water will go to the other trees in this field, and that's going to be mutter. Ubelvach lo yishke es kol asadeh. But he's not allowed to water the entire field. The rest of the field, the actual field itself, is a stay base abal. It doesn't need your assistance. It's not a davar avid. It would be nice. There's harvacha involved. But the heter of davar avid is only when there's a hefset. It's only when there's a loss. And not when it's just for harvacha. So you're allowed to water the trees. You're allowed to even be meishchen demayim from one tree to another tree. But you're not allowed to water the actual field. And says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Viter, that Zraim Shaloi Shasu Lefnei HaMayid, if you have plants, you have Zraim, that they didn't get watered before Chol HaMayid, so then no matter what, if they didn't get watered before Chol HaMayid, Lo Yashkin BaMayid, you're not allowed to water them in Chol HaMayid, because being that you didn't spoil them, being that they didn't get watered until now, so there won't be such a loss if you push it off another week and you don't water them. It's only if you water them already before Chol HaMayid, then they're used to getting water, so then they need your intervention. But if you never watered them until now, so then they don't need you to water them, and then taka, there won't be a heter, it won't be considered a davar aved, and you would not be allowed to water them on Chol HaMayid. The Chachamim matirin bezeh ubezeh. However, the Chachamim are matir in both cases. The Chachamim we quoted on Beis Amud Aleph is the Shita of Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir held that even Harvacha is included in the heter of davar aved. So Rabbi Meir holds you're allowed to water a stay base abal on Chol HaMayid. Who then, if they didn't get watered, this Zraim didn't get watered before Chol HaMayid, you'd be allowed to water them on Chol HaMayid, because again, it's still Harvacha, there's still what to gain, and so therefore Rabbi Meir says you're allowed to water them. That's included in the heter of davar aved, is even when it's just for Harvacha. And Tosfos points out the halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Besides the fact that it was the Stam Mishnah that we had on Beis Amud Aleph, also the Klal and Shas is that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov doesn't speak very often. His Mishnasay is Kav Vinaki, but when he does speak, he's on the mark. It's his Mishnasay is Kav Vinaki. It's limited. It's measured, but it's Naki. It's very fine. And whenever he speaks up, at least in the Mishnah, so the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and that's the halacha that the Davar Avid only allows a person to perform a halacha for something that's a hefsid, when there's actual loss, and not just when it's just for harvacha. Says the Gemara, that I'm a Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda is coming to modify that which Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov had mentioned that you're allowed to water the individual trees, but you're not allowed to water the entire field, because the entire field is not a davar aved, it's a stay base abal, it doesn't need your intervention. Says Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav Yehuda, im ha'isa stay metunenes mutter. And even though typically you're not allowed to water the stay base abal, but if it's a stay metunenes, so then it's going to be mutter. So Rashi explains the stay metunenes means a field that's naturally very moist, and then it dried out. So a stay base abal that's naturally a very moist field, and then it gets dried out, if you don't water it, that's actually going to be a hefsid. And being that it's going to be a hefsid, so then you'd be allowed to water it on Chol HaMayid, because then that's a regular davar avid. So even though it's a stay base abal, which typically doesn't need your intervention, here we're talking about a rather moist, naturally moist field that got dried out. That would be a davar avid if you didn't water it, and therefore it would be mutter to water it on Chol HaMayid. And Tani Nami Hachi, we learned in the Brice like this as well, Mamish Mefurish, like what Rabbi Yehuda taught us, that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is matir to water a stay base abal if it's a statement of nenes. What's the Braisa? The Braisa says that Kishamu Asr Lahashkaisan Bamayid, when they said that it's Asr to water a stay base abal on Chol HaMoed, lo yamru ela bizraim shelo shasul b'fnei HaMoed. It's only if you didn't water them before the Moed. Aval zraim shashasul b'fnei HaMoed. But if you watered them before Chol HaMoed, if you did get involved, so then mutar lashkeisem b'moed, because if you don't water it, it will be a davar avid. You spoiled them. Ve'im ha'isastei metunenes mutar. And also, if it's a stei metunenes, if it's a field that's naturally moist, and then it got dried out, so that would be a davar avid, and therefore that would be mutar as well. Meaning the name of the game is davar avid. Anytime there's a hefset, so then it's always going to be mutar. Back in the times of Chazal, when more people were Isaac in agriculture, so these things were the specific, these, each specific detail in each specific case was actually relevant. Most of us aren't farmers, but the rule is all the same in all these cases, that when there's just harvacha, so then it's asar to do malacha, and when there's a davar avid for whatever reason, so then it's mutar. So if they were shasul ufnei hamayid, that would be a reason why it's a hefset and a davar avid, and also a stei metunenes, that would make it into a davar avid, and then it would be mutar to water the field on Chol HaMoed. And then he continues, Ve'ein mashkin stay garid b'mayid. However, you're not allowed to water a stay garid. A stay garid is a field that's naturally very dry, and therefore you never watered it before, and it doesn't need your water, so that would only be harvacha, that would not be a davar aved, and therefore you would not be allowed to water a stei garid on Chol HaMoed. V'chachamim matirim b'zeh u'b'zeh. Again, this is the sheet of the Chachamim, the sheet of Rabbi Meir, that even harvacha is mutter on Chol HaMoed, and therefore in all these cases where there's harvacha, so it's going to be mutter to perform the malacha and water it on Chol HaMoed. Now Amar Ravina, says Ravina, that Shema Mina, at least the way Rashi learns, is that Shema Mina from the Chachamim, from that which the Chachamim are matir, to water even a stei garid, meaning even just for harvacha, so then high tarbitza, then when it comes to a garden, so there's no davar avid in watering a garden, but there is definitely harvacha involved. It definitely makes it better. So according to the Chachamim, haytarbitza shari l'tarbutze b'chula d'mayada. A garden, you're allowed to be tarbutze. Tarbutze, Rashi explains, means to water it lightly. You're allowed to lightly water it on Chol HaMoed, because that would make it better. And he explains that stay garid my taima. What's the reason why it's mutter to water stay garid? The afla mishavi lecharfa, because through watering it, so even though it doesn't need it, but lamaisa it improves it and it makes it that the crops which would have been afla, they would have been late sprouters, mishavi lecharfa. You're making them kharif, you're making them quick, you're making them early sprouters. So hachanami afla mishavi lecharfa. Here also you're making the late ones sprout earlier, there's harvacha, and that's included in the head of davar avid, and therefore it would be mutter to lightly water the garden in Chol HaMoed. Now, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, at least the way our Gersa is that marbitzin stay lavan b'shvias avolai b'mayid. We're going to be focusing on the Chiddush of Chol HaMoed. He says that you're allowed to water a field, a stei lavan. A stei lavan, Rashi says, is synonymous with a stei abal, stei beis abal. So it's a field that does not need your help, it does not need your intervention. Afal pikein, it's mutter to water it on Shemitah, but not on Chol HaMoed. So this is like the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the Shita that we've been going with, that you're not allowed to do Harvacha on Chol HaMoed. It's a stei beis abal, a stei lavan is a stei beis abal, so you're not allowed to water it on Chol HaMoed. On Shemitah it's mutter. We'll get more into the details of that in the Hemshech of the Gemara, but we're going to focus right now on Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to water a stei lavan. A stei lavan, again, is a stei beis abal, it's just Harvacha, so that's going to be aser. Ask the Gemara, Vahatanya Marbitzin, Bein B'mayi, Bein B'shvias, that even on Chol HaMoed it's mutter, besides Shemitah, it's even mutter to water a stei lavan even on Chol HaMoed. Amravun olei kasha, tzanestira, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and HaRabbanan. It's like we've been saying until now, that's the machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds that you're only allowed to water on Chol HaMoed if it's a hefset, if it's a davar avid, not just for harvacha. And the Chachamim say even for harvacha, so even the stei lavan, even the stei beis habal, it would be mutter to water it on Chol HaMoed. Now Tani Idach, we learned in another braisa, that even according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, so marbitzin stei lavan erev shvias kedei sheyetzu yirakos b'shvias. You're allowed to water your stei lavan on before Shemitah in order so that the crops should grow on Shemitah. So being that you did the molacha before Shemitah, there's nothing wrong, even though you wouldn't be allowed to water it on Shemitah so that the crops should grow on Shemitah. But here you watered it before Shemitah, that's when you did the molacha, so that's going to be mutter. V'loy oid, not only that, Ela shemar bitzin stay lovin b'shvias kedei sheyetu yurakos lematzei shvias. You're even allowed to water your field on Shemitah so that the crop should grow during the eighth year. You're not allowed to do it again. You're not allowed to do it so that the crop should grow during that year, during the seventh year. You can't water on the seventh so that they should grow on the seventh, but you could water on the seventh so that they grow in the eighth year. That would be mutter, a chiddush in Hilchos Shemitah. There's a tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe in Yerideya, Chelek Gimel, Simen Kuf Lamed in Ois Aleph, where Rav Moshe explains that why is this mutter? Why are you allowed to water your field on Shemitah so that they should grow, so that the crop should grow in the eighth year? Hare, to plow your field during the seventh year, even on the last day of Shemitah. If you plow your field on the last day of Shemitah, even though the Te'elas will only be in the eighth year, the halacha is that that's completely usur. You're not allowed to plow your field during Shemitah at all, even if it's the last day of Shemitah. So why is this okay to water your field on Shemitah? Who cares if it's only going to grow in the eighth year, but hey, you're not allowed to water your field. So says Ramesha that there's a fundamental difference between the malacha of chayresh and the malacha of watering. Even if you say that watering is the malacha of chayresh, we have a bezem achleikis, if watering is a reya or watering is chayresh. But either way, the whole essence, the mahus of the malacha of watering your field is not defined as avaidas karka. Plowing your field, that's mamish avaidas karka. Watering your field, the issur of watering is only because of the teyelas. It's only because it softens the ground, or which ultimately leads to plant growth. And it's only because, especially if you hold that it's only asr because of zeireya, so then for sure the teyelas of the watering is the plants grow it. So when it comes to chayresh, which is be'etzem avaydes karka, so that's asr to do on Shemitah, no questions asked. You're not allowed to do avaydes karka on Shemitah. But when it comes to watering, that the whole mahus of the isr of watering your field is because of the te'alas, so then I care about when the te'alas is. If you're watering it on the seventh year, and the te'alas will only be on the eighth year, so then that's going to be mutter, because the whole isr of watering is only for the te'alas. Now you'll ask, and maybe then to water it during the sixth year, when the te'alas will be during the seventh year, so that should be asr. The answer to that is no, because you're allowed to water during the sixth year. There's no isr that's on you right now. There's no isr during the sixth year to water your field. But on the seventh year, even though there's an isr, it's only because of the te'alas, so you'd be allowed to do that. You would be allowed to water your field during Shemitah if the te'alas will only be during the eighth year. Sam echidesh and hilchos Shemitah. Says the Mishnah of Eiter now. That sadin es ha'ishos ves ha'akbarim mistei ha'ilon u'mistei ha'lavan. That here, when it comes to trapping, so tzad is one of the lamites malachis, be'etzem, all malacha on cholamayit is aser. You have to have a heter for it to be mutter. So do you have a heter? You have a heter to trap an ishus, a type of animal that will ruin the field, or akbarim, or mice. Do you have a heter to trap these animals from your field on cholamayit? Says the Mishnah that yes, not only from mistei ha'ilon, but even from mistei ha'lavan, even from mistei ha'lavan, which until now we've been saying is always harvacha, that's when it comes to watering it. A stay alavan, which is a stay besabal, it doesn't need your intervention, it doesn't need your assistance, you don't need to water it. So in that sense, it's not a davra aved. But when it comes to an animal that's eating its crops, so then of course that's a davra aved, no matter what type of field it is. So again, so says the Mishnah, that sadin es ishos vesahakbarim mistei ha'ilon umistei ha'lavan kidarkoi. And not only that, you're allowed to do it in the normal way. Being that it's a davra aved, you don't have to do a shinoi. You could do a mamish like a maisa uman, you could do whatever it takes to trap the ishus and the akbarim. You're allowed to trap it from mistei ha'ilon and from mistei ha'bal, b'mayid u'b'shvias, both on chol ha'mayid, because it's a davra aved, and also on Shemitah. So Taisus points out that what's the chiddush of the fact that you're allowed to trap it on Shemitah? There's no isser of tzad on Shemitah. Shemitah, you're not allowed to do avaydas karka. What would be wrong with trapping an animal from your field during Shemitah? So Taisus says that involved, when it comes to trapping an animal, very often what you have to do is you have to move the stones from the field. You have to remove the stones. That's an isser on Shemitah, to remove the stones. So that's the chiddush over here, that being that it's a davar aved, it's going to be mutter. So that's what the Mishnah says. You could trap an ishus or akbarim from any type of field on Shemitah, and you could do it even kedarkai. V'chachamim aimerim, or really we'll see in the Gemara, that the Gemara is gairis Rabbi Yehuda aimer. That Rabbi Yehuda aimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, and this is Rabbi Yehuda's shita that we'll see a couple times, I believe, is that misteha ilan kedarkai or misteha lavan shalai kedarkai. When it comes to a steha ilan, where there's going to be a tremendous amount of damage when this, if this animal is there, so then you could trap it even kedarkai. However, misteha lavan, when there's less of a hefsid, there is a hefsid, so it's going to be mutter to do malacha. But then when it comes to a davar avi that only has a little bit of a hefsid, shalai kedarkai, you have to do it with the shinoi. You're not allowed to employ a maisa uman when it comes to trapping the animal from your stay halava. Now, a new halacha says the Mishnah, umakren es apirza b'mayid. If a person, if a wall, the wall of his field fell down on cholamayid, so that could cause him a loss, so he's allowed to fix the broken wall, he could be makren es apirza b'mayid. And during Shemitah, a person's even allowed to build a new wall from scratch. There's no Isser Malacha, so you'd be allowed to build a whole new wall even from scratch. And the Chiddush is that even though it looks like you're coming to protect your field, and you're not allowed to watch your field on Shemitah, you're not allowed to protect it, meaning from other people taking from the stuff. It's all supposed to be Hefker. Even though it looks like you're coming to protect your field and not letting people in, still it's going to be Mutter. Now says the Gemara, that my Ishus, what is this animal of Ishus? Amar Rav Yehuda, it's a beria she'en la inaya. It's a beria that doesn't have eyes, it can't see. So Amar Rava bar Yishmal, v'itemu Rav Yemer bar Shlamia, Maikra, what's the source? Where do you see from the Torah that this Ishus is an animal that can't see? Says the Gemara, that the Pasuk says, Maikra, k'moy shablu temes yahalich nefel, Eishas balchazu shamesh. So the Iker is the end of the pasuk. It says that an Eishas, which is an Ishus, an Eishas is balchazu shamesh. It can't see the sun. You see, it doesn't have a nayim. So that's the makar for that. This animal of an Ishus is an animal that doesn't see. Now, Tan Rabbanan, another halacha similar to the case of trapping, is that sadin es ha'ishus v'sakbar mistei alavan u'mistei ha'ilan kedarkai. So first of all, the same din that we mentioned in the Mishnah, they are allowed to trap an ishus or akbarim, both from a stay alavan or from a stay ilan, and you could do it even kedarka, you could do it even with a maisa uman in the normal way. Umachriven chayrei nimalan. And now the Braisa adds another halacha, that you're also allowed to destroy an anthole on chalamayit, even though destroying the anthole would involve tircha, and tircha on chalamayit is typically aser. We've mentioned in the past that even the whole isra of malacha on chalamayit is really only because of the tircha that's involved. That's what the Gemara says, that malacha on cholamayit is asr because of tircha. So tircha itself is also asr. So destroying an anto would be tircha. That's asr to do on cholamayit. But says the Braisa that you're allowed to be machriv and chayri in the malam. You are allowed to destroy an anto, I guess, that's going to ruin your field. So that's going to be mutter, even though it's tircha, being that's a davar avid. So you're allowed to destroy the anto on cholamayit. Now, ketzad machriven. Now, in case you need help destroying the anto, so the Braisa gives us a tip. How do you destroy an anthole? So says the Gemara, you don't have to go buy a book, you can just learn the Gemara. Says the Gemara, how do you destroy an anthole? Rashim begamliel aimer, your mevi afar michor zeh, v'naysen lisaych chor zeh. You take dirt from another anthole, and you put it into this anthole, v'hein choykin zeh et zeh, and they go ahead and they start choking each other. Rashi explains that when they smell dirt that they're not used to, something that they're not used to, they go nuts. When they smell the dirt that they're not used to, you take the dirt from the other anthole and you put it into this one, they smell it and they go crazy, they start panicking, and they all start killing each other. So that's the way you kill and destroy an anthole. Now, Amar Rav Yemar bar Shlamia Mishmeda Abaye, that this, that you destroy an anthole by filling it up with dirt from a different anthole, that's only Vuhu Dekoy Betray Ivri Nahara. It has to be that the ants in this anthole don't recognize that dirt. If it's an anthole that's just 2 feet away, of course it's going to recognize it. Even if it's further away, it will recognize it. The only time it won't recognize the smell, if it's the antholes are from two different sides of a body of water. Because being that they're on two different sides of a body of water, they can't get from one anthole to the other, and they're not makir the smell, they don't recognize the smell. So that's what he says, Vuhu Dekoy Betray Ivri Nahara, it has to be that the two antholes are on two different sides of a body of water. Vuhu Deleka Gishra, there's no bridge that's connecting the two. Vuhu Deleka Gamla, where there's no plank that could get you from one side to the other, vudu like a mitzra, and there's no rope that could get you from one side to the other. And ad kama, so the way Rashi learns, is that even when there's no bridge, there's no rope, there's no plank, how far do the antholes have to be that they don't recognize the smell? Meaning even if there's a body of water between the two, if it's too close, if they're very close together, so then they'll still recognize the smell. How far away do they have to be that they won't recognize the smell? Ad parsa, once it's a parsa away, once it's 4 mil, that's when they won't recognize the smell, and that's when you could take the dirt from one antel, put into the other, and they'll be chayken zeze.